This is episode number 2639 of the Who Cares News for Monday, April 8th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The eclipse will turn around bright eyes. Across the nation. 1983 hit song Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
Is getting a surge of love ahead of today's solar eclipse.
Now, here's the thing. Is there any other hit song that mentions or has eclipse in the title? I'm trying to think.
Oh, probably not. No, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't look. I mean, man. This is called Who Cares News.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I do care.
No, you don't.
I mean, I will go out and watch every SpaceX launch. Not that I like SpaceX, but I love the launches.
Well, the launches are cool.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're cool. We had one on Saturday.
I love stars. I love astronomy. Yeah, yeah. Not that I know anything
about
it.
But Bonnie Tyler and a video, you know, music video that became a hit record. Wow.
It was a hit record.
Do, do, do,
and I'm sure she's very happy that it's a hit record today.
You know, I think every time that we have an eclipse, this record does well, though.
Yeah. Over four decades after its release.
Oh, my God. Don't remind me how old I am.
Power Ballad, the biggest career hit for Welsh singer Bonnie Tyler, is the number one song added to user-generated Eclipse playlists. Because there are Eclipse playlists.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. You got to have something to listen to today besides us.
Well, you can go to Spotify and download it.
There you go. And you get Bonnie Tyler on top of
that. There's plenty of Eclipse playlists going on.
Bonnie's going to be at the top of that list. Every now and then I get a little bit, I forget the words now, angry something something. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, Total Eclipse
Turn
of the Heart.
Around. I know that part. Bright eyes.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit.
Yeah, see? You forget it, right?
Turn around.
But you know bright eyes. You know bright eyes.
Yeah. All right. So, okay.
Sorry, stop it.
You got to stop it. You got to keep it to yourself. Total Eclipse of the Heart was released in 1983.
I could have swore it was later than that.
Spotify searches for the pop rock single. Also rocketed by nearly 50% in the U.S. this past week alone.
Well, you know why? Because of
Permanent Eclipse.
The
Eclipse.
Path of Totality.
Yeah, sorry.
Everybody
missed,
get a drink.
Sorry,
get a
I missed
drink.
That.
That's our drinking game today.
Song is also climbing the charts on iTunes and Saturday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ranked 60 seconds in downloads in the country.
Well, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
In the top 100 downloads.
Yeah. Residuals. Residuals, boys and girls?
Well, she's 70-something. So, I mean, she's like needs the money.
Hey, yeah, I mean, it's some of the Social Security.
She gets her royalties.
It's retirement.
She doesn't get Social Security, but she's taken care of by the British government. But you know what the thing
no,
is?
No, that's true.
Is that she's getting a little extra money, a little extra
coin. It's in retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's got money to go, you know, get some Jameson or something and have a shot every time somebody says, all together now, Path of Totality.
Gosh, was it Path of Totality?
Yeah, it's Path of Totality.
Path of Totality. Oh, yeah, what we were saying.
Forgot, my God. Anyway, happy eclipsing.
A date for Pat Sajak's final spin as Wheel of Fortune host has been set.
And it is?
His last episode will be Friday, June 7th. The farewell episode will coincide with the current season's 41st finale.
Now, I have it on...
41.
I have it on good information that on Thursday, from somebody who works on the show, I can't name his name, that Ryan Seacrest was on set Thursday at Wheel of Fortune, learning the ropes.
Well, because wasn't that the last...
When they filmed the last one? I don't know. I can't confirm that at all. I was looking around trying to confirm.
Or have they filmed it?
Well, they had a party. I heard they had a party for Pat. So, but yes, if there was a party for Pat on Thursday, Ryan was there. It's only 2 months out. I don't think they film Wheel that far out.
They don't
out.
Fill it that far out.
But they might.
But why would they have a party now?
Well, that's my thought. I'll find out. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, you're giving me half news here.
That's what I do. That's my job.
Oh, okay.
I don't know enough to know enough. Turn around bright eyes, okay?
Pat announced his retirement last summer after four decades on the game show, marking the end of an era for the host who's been with the program since its 1983.
Turn around bright eyes. Oh, we already talked about 1983, Total Eclipse of the Heart. There's something about 1983 in the water.
I think not. He also hosted the daytime edition from 81 to 89.
Oh, did he really? Okay, all right.
And that, but what's interesting is that there was two a day.
Oh no, they had they did. Yeah, NBC ran it as a daily thing.
I never knew that. Yeah, I didn't know they had a day in the evening. Did. I don't know why did. I didn't know mm-hmm. that.
They did Hollywood Squares. They did Match Game. Yeah, because the evening one had more money to give away. Because prime time.
Oh. Yeah. Did markets carry both?
Well, so the daytime was on the NBC network.
Uh-huh.
So every NBC station had to run it.
Right.
At night, it's always been syndicated. So it's been syndicated. Yeah. So it's been sold to independent stations. And,
I mean, yeah. When you think about it.
Channel 7s around the world.
Swanson owes a mountain of debt.
What?
Of gratitude.
To Wheel of Fortune?
And Wheel of Fortune in Jeopardy.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. They're giving away a lot of TV dinners in their time. Oh, well, no. That a lot of people have. Okay, yes. A lot of people have watched and ate dinner.
There you go.
You know, it's the path to totality.
I think that's just where people watching TV in front of or eating dinner in front of the TV.
No, it did before
that. And this is
that.
Where it started.
They were watching I Love Lucy. Anyway.
Quiet on set. The Dark Side of Kids TV director's plan.
That was on last night.
To continue to investigate kids' entertainment in Hollywood, even after dropping their latest bonus episode on Sunday with Quiet on Set, Breaking the Silence. This thing is riveting. It is.
I didn't see last night's episode.
Riveting? I didn't see
it.
It
was the
yet,
bonus episode. The first four really are the ones that kind of open the floodgates, if you will.
The floodgates.
And if you've not seen it, we're not giving anything away today.
No.
But you need to see it. It's on ID, Investigative Discovery, which is on Max. And so, yeah, do see it. If you raised kids or you were a kid in the 90s and you in the 2000s and you watched these Nickelodeon shows, you're going to know every person that is in this docuseries.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. Including... Steve from Blue's Clues. He was in last night's episode.
He was?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
it
yet.
From what I read. Yeah. Go see it.
I haven't seen episode 4 either. So I'm still behind.
Oh, episode 4. Then you're way in the dark. That's where the...
I'm in the dark. I'm still behind.
That's where the shoe drops. It's episode 4.
There were shoes dropping all over the place.
Oh, well, episode...
In 1 through 3.
Episode 4 is huge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, episode 4 is...
Wait, no. Was that the one with the...
No, shit. We're not giving it away. We're not giving it away.
Oh, then I did see that. I saw
you
that.
You did see that
Maybe
one.
I didn't see 3.
You didn't... Yeah, yeah.
I missed one of them.
No.
But the shoes... I know what you're talking about.
The revelation. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I... Series co-director Mary Robertson, she said, we're hearing calls for federal legislation.
Yeah.
At the moment, there is no federal legislation that governs children who work in entertainment.
Yeah.
Which really surprises me after all these years.
That's an absolute crock.
Or that regulates children working in entertainment.
You will find out that there was an offender that got 16 months in jail. 16 months.
Yeah.
That's a travesty.
And he goes free today.
He goes free today. This was back in the 2000s when he was prosecuted.
Today?
Ew. Registered as a sex offender, but that's it. He's been free for 20 years. 16 months.
Yeah.
So we have an eclipse to watch.
We do.
Okay? And Halle Berry's going to be watching, and we're going to be singing Bonnie Tyler, and we're going to be talking about the path of totality.
Totality. Just think, you'll be looking at the same eclipse as Halle Berry.
All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.